Turned On with Sue and John is brought to you by Eden Fantasies. Ready for a little undercover fun? With Connection, you are always on a secret spy mission for the most intense orgasm that will not be detected by anyone. This is more than a vibrator. It's your partner in crime for a sneaky escapade or a third accomplice when you're doing the nasty with your partner. Get yours at EdenFantasies.com/turned on or click their banner at turnedonpodcast.com.
This is the podcast for passionate, sex positive, and pervy people. Entertaining and informative discussions about the latest in sex and sexuality. From ethical non-monogamy to kink to dating and romance and everything in between. She is legendary syndicated talk show host and sex therapist Sue McGarvey. He is notoriously naughty international radio host John the Milkman Milky. This is Turned On with Sue and John.
There is Sue McGarvey of Sex with Sue fame, and it's yours truly, the Milkman, John Milky. Another edition of Turned On with Sue and John, and this time we are streaming the show live as we record on Twitch so we can interact with the audience.
Yeah, I love that idea. So anybody have a kinky confession? Bring it on. Oh, that would be so much fun.
There you go. We got somebody tuned in from Calgary, Alberta already, so this is going well. All right. By the way, if you're streaming the show in the office, you may want to think twice about that. Maybe put the headphones on.
Or turn it down and just listen quietly.
It is adult contest. Beginning with this, Sue McGarvey, STIs in older adults, they have more than doubled?
Well, granny's got gonorrhea, right? So the idea is... And I always say those stats are misleading. I did a talk at the Villages in Florida, which is supposed to be like the home of where all the retired swingers go. And I would say that there are a lot of swingers, and Florida being the swinger capital. What I'm finding, though, is they had like one case of STIs in older adults, and it's a 55 plus community. And now they have three cases. So it's not like every second person is dropping dead and their gonads are going to fall off their body. Apparently that's what happens with those cicadas. You know, the ones that are about to hatch?
Like I know. I read that.
Apparently they get like this zombied, STI that like makes their gonads fall off. Well, that is not what's going to happen with Granny. She may get green and foamy, but she's not going to have those happen off. But it's. I think it's a misleading stat. I think there are a lot more older people having sex until we drop. I think the boomers are still doing it, and they're not using condoms. And you just get one in a community like the Villages. You get one hunky senior who's got the clap, and he is going to give it to all the ladies in the community, or the gentleman as well, depending on his leanings. But it's the idea that it's not okay. But either way, you need to be better at doing that, right? The four STIs. But what they found was they weren't giving immunizations for women over 40. I'm not to say that when you turn 41, all of a sudden your cells don't respond to immunization. No, right. They just only research people under 40. So go get your shots, get some condoms, have as much sex as you want. The gray-haired set, sort of wax those gray pubes and jump right in is my advice.
We really do need our own line of t-shirts with all of these wonderful terms that Sue McGarvey has.
Wax your own gray pubes and jump right in. You're right. That would be great.
As a side note, Easter weekend, Mom was talking about her friend who stays at the Villages in Florida. And I'm like, really? Mom had never heard about the Villages.
Oh, she never heard about the Villages. Okay.
She knows now.
Yeah. Sola Vida, it's out of Orlando. Big, yeah. Lots of people still getting it on.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Next up, sex and sneezing, Sue. 10% of people experience it.
Yep. So if you have an orgasm and all of a sudden you've got a need to sneeze, it may be a thing. Apparently it's genetically predisposed. I was watching that show. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like that Apple video that talked about, and it was, they got stuck in a underground bunker, and the character that died, they found out that he had fathered the little kid because it's genetic predisposed. Whenever he went from a dark room into a light room, he started sneezing. And it's a thing, right? It's a thing. So what happens is when people have photoic sneezing, bright sunlight. When you think about sex, I have one guy who says that even when he imagines sex, when he propositions a woman, he starts sneezing. And what it is a hyper excitable response. So you get all like super crazy, and it affects 10% of the population. So if this is going on for you, not only is it going on for you, it's going on for your father, your grandfather, your great grandfather, and would be any children you might have, but it's 10% of the population. And so don't think that you're just all of a sudden allergic to somebody. I've had a bunch of people who are talking about almost like the ice cream headache. They get at orgasms,
right.
That some people get the migraines. This is related to it. Again, it's blood flow, and at orgasm or when you're really excited, all of a sudden it hits that you get hyper excited in terms of those vasonerves in your face, and poof, you start sneezing.
So instead of bless you, we should be saying undress you? Is that
undress you?
Okay.
Yeah, le petit mal, right? Yeah.
Turned on.
The best ways to initiate sex, Sue.
All right. Best ways to initiate sex is not to come on too strong. Not to come on too strong. Because otherwise you're just like, no, get that thing away from me. I have so many women I know that all of a sudden they're doing their dishes and they get a boner in their back. And it's just like, really, pick your time and a place. But they did a survey, go figure. And they said not too strong and not too casual because A, you run the risk of not being felt like you're interested, or B, you are too casual to know. I don't know if your partner's ever, very casually tried to initiate and you don't even know they're initiating. I had a partner who's can be quite tentative. And I'm like, dude, you want some? Let me know, right? It's. I just thought you were being cuddly. Like, how am I to know that I'm a little cuddly?
I'm guilty of being too subtle as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yep. So apparently, 49% want a physical touch, and over 30% want it to be mutually physically touching. I don't know how that happens because, if you both get into it, great, you understand, but otherwise it doesn't seem to come naturally. But what I found was interesting was that 27% of people wanted their foreplay via text. Oh. We are so attached to their phone. So if you send your partner, I really want to do this to you, or do you wanna, or you ready for the bedroom romp, whatever. That's 27%. That's like almost third. That's almost a third of people. That's how they want to be initiated. So they want conversation. They want communication. They want physical touch. Anyway, I think that that's interesting because initiation, I want it, right? Come over here and do me. I think that would work.
Why is it so hard for people to just say it like that? Why is it so hard for people just to say, I want it? We dance around it.
Well, because you want it, most times. Three times a day would be good.
For a start, sure.
For a start, yeah. So they know you want it. The question is, how do you get your head into that process? Oh, I'm doing this new thing. I'll tell you about it later. We'll tell you about it later. I have a thing.
Suma Garvey, you tease.
I am. I'm doing a new thing.
Turned On with Sue and John. Online at turnedonpodcast.com.
We just finished talking about strange sex facts. We're streaming the show live on our Twitch channel for the first time, so we do have a studio audience. And a comment to the last conversation that came in just as we went to break there. The text thing makes sense, this person says. Text allows for imagination and getting the brain involved, which is our biggest sex organ.
Not the protruding parts, although it's, the new survey about protruding parts, 4.1 to 5.72. is considered statistically average in North America. That's penis size, for those of you who don't get it, for erections. But it is, in terms of what goes on between the ears, it's what turns you on. So we're turned on. Ha ha.
Time now for this week's strange sex facts.
All right, there are some strange ones this week. There really are. There's something called the Emperor's Vigor Tonic, which is made of daughter seeds and wild yam. And apparently, I don't know if you remember that we did a turned on a while ago where I said that they were making this sex tonic homemade with apple cinnamon sticks and clove. And well, this one is apparently the Vigor Tonic, which to me smells a little bit like snake oil. But it's a thing. And I was telling you, I'm doing a thing, which is a squirty stuff that you put on. It's called Somatic, and it's for women who have menopause, with over menopause, about keeping you lubricated. And holy fuck. I know, right? It's like I'm now, you know, going back to the panty liners. Just telling you, I'm going to post some stuff about it, because I'm telling you, all the women, it's like the thing. You give women, you know, wine and you get us together and we start talking about sex. Well, I'm start passing around doing these little pump things with this new stuff. But apparently sex tonics are all the rage. Fact number two, the orgasm for women lasts 20 seconds. 20 seconds of which is 14 seconds longer than men, who only experience a mere six seconds into their orgasm. And sex releases hormones that keep you from peeing.
What?
Have you ever experienced that? Yeah, apparently as you orgasm, there is a delay, and sometimes it can be
the act of it, but it also
releases a hormone that has you peeing less right after sex. So all the time when the doctor's saying go pee because you want to flush it out so you don't get a urinary tract infection, well, they're finding that the hormones that is released actually decrease the amount of your ability to ejaculate or an ability to urinate right after sex.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
A listener question. Someone says, I watch strange porn, and then I feel like Tarzan. I want to know what you're watching.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it was you missed the whole email. The whole email was like, Sue, I'm normally a mild-mannered guy, and except around sex, and then I get really turned on. He says, I want to rip somebody's clothes off. He says, I have this need to dominate. I feel like I really love to take, you know, to have my shirt off. I get all excited by this porn. He says, I'm watching some pretty weird porn. And of course, inquiring minds, he did not give us the details about which porn he was watching, because, you know, we all want to
call it up. Links, please. Hello.
I know. So apparently there's an evolutionary biology theory that says that porn and sexual images that get you really turned on is evolution's way of helping you want intercourse. Because if you think about it at a distance, intercourse from an evolutionary point of view can be kind of gross, right? It's like part A, and you know, your face is all contorted and your hair's like Whistler's mother and you're just like romping and domping. And this idea that in order to get you into the rut that turns you on, and then you want to do that. And if you're a dominant guy, you want to bend them over the countertop.
Turned On with Sue and John.
I can't say it enough. Before we do the show, Sue sends me point form notes as to where she wants to go on the podcast. And so it's up to me to introduce every single segment. But I don't have all of the information. So let me just lob this at you, listener, and Sue will fill in the blanks. Dying during sex.
Yep. It's apparently 0.6. percent of people actually die doing it. You know, you heard those stories. I actually have a friend. Here's the story. So I knew her at a nude camp that I was at, and she was having sex with her partner, and aneurysm blew in her brain. And she kind of looked at him and said, I'm going, and then passed out and called an ambulance and managed to have her emergency surgery and saved her life. But it happens more than you think. You know, you get we talked about the pounding migraine earlier, but apparently people who, you know, you hear those stories about younger guys who are doing athletics and all of a sudden they're on the basketball court and drop dead with an undiagnosed heart problem.
Right.
Happens. And guys over 55, it's all of a sudden you've got that straining and it affects the vascularity, and you do that. I have another story. Do you have any stories? Do you have stories?
Well, I mean, I don't have any stories, but, you know, most times that this is featured in, you know, film or sitcoms, etc., it's always the guy who dies during sex, right? It's never her.
Yeah, well, that happens too. She usually gets the migraine, right? I just told you the one. Apparently, you burn more calories mowing the lawn than you do having sex. But it's understandable. There's that, you know, that Stephen King story about where she's handcuffed to the bed and then they're having sex and her partner drops dead beside her and he's got the keys and she's handcuffed and can't get there. Stephen King, you sick fuck. I follow him on X. He's just great. He's so good.
But I've had people express that concern in BDSM scenes. Like, what do I do in a worst case scenario?
Make sure you can breathe. Don't have like a, you know, mask and a tube and, you know, cover the tube, right? It's like, no. Oh man. No, there was another story and it was, and I got glimpses of it because I knew the police officer. And apparently they found a car abandoned and they traced it back to the owner and somebody was dead in bed and they were trying to figure out where the car went and who it was. Well, it turns out it was a prostitute. The guy was in bed with the hooker at his house. He drops dead. She freaks out.
Yep.
Because she had Ubered over, takes his car because she's, I don't know what she was thinking, and then is all freaked out, but she doesn't really drive, so abandons the car. Anyway, they finally got the whole, I know, it was a whole scenario about what happened.
What was she doing? Trying to make it look like a murder instead of?
I don't know. She was just trying to get away. That it was, anyway, obviously not, you know, the sharpest light bulb in the swimming pool is what I think I have to say about that. But there's a, you know, but it happens far more than you think. So, you know, just say you're supposed to do, before you go sign up for a new gym, you're supposed to go see your doctor and get your heart checked. Maybe you need to do that if you get a hot new lover.
Hey, doc, she said yes. What do I do now? Stress test.
Turned on.
It is Turned On with Sue and John. I want to say hi to our friends at Eden Fantasies. EdenFantasies.com.
I got to tell you about this. I've been on the phone with their customer service people, and I am convinced there is a book here. Letters from Moldova. So they're in Eastern Europe, and I absolutely adore this company and these people.
I know.
They're so sweet and earnest, and they're trying to ask. They're trying not to be intrusive, but people are asking questions, you know, about a friend, and or they want to get to the root of, you know, they're saying, well, maybe they're trying to ask without not asking what would be a better product for them. And, you know, they can say penis without a blush, but they're kind of sweet and shy. You know, not what you think. Anyway, it's just so adorable. And I what I'm doing, and I would be really interested in listeners' thoughts on this. I want to do sort of 10 areas that they could talk about and saying, hey, this may not, you know, this, let me tell you about a story about, or we have, you know, we have the sort of the 10 fantasies, which would you think related to products would be the most popular? And then you can give them three options. Would it be anal? Would it be multiple partners? Would it be bondage? Would it be domination? Oh, and they'll go, no, I think it's the role play. And then you go, okay, and here I'm going to send you more role play links to what's going on in Eden Fantasy. So they're trying to figure out how to segue that, and I think it's so cool.
Turned On with Sue and John. Online at turnedonpodcast.com.
Next up on Turned On with Sue and John, you have some sex recipes and some new products to bring to our attention.
I do. I was looking at his sex recipes beyond the Emperor's Vigor Tonic. So there, you know, everybody knows about, you know, aphrodisiacs and seafood because it's high in zinc for your dink, right? That's especially why it's particularly good. And they know about chocolate and strawberries, etc. But this time of year, I always get the asparagus, right? And it makes you taste differently. So they're trying to come up with ways. So there was one of the questions was, if I eat, you know, chocolate and marshmallows, will I taste like s'mores? Not really. And don't put it there because you'll burn yourself. But it was one of those things where they were asking, is it okay to put food up there? And the reality was absolutely not. Because if the doctor once said, if I had a dollar for every time I had to pull something out of it.
Oh, I bet.
Right? Yeah, rectums and vaginal, like, don't put them up. And then if you put too much sugar there, you can end up with a yeast infection, both men and women. So what you want to do is get, although when I was talking with Eden Fantasies, I was talking about the edible lube you can put in cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
I know they have a medical grade lube that's edible. And so they have a blueberry flavor, and you can do a blueberry cocktail, or you can do a chocolate, like they have a chocolate one. You can do a chocolate martini with the lube. I think we should do that as a duckling event.
I have what may be a very naive question, but why would you want to put lube in a drink instead of...
Because it's tasty, and you can tell people I'm drinking a lube cocktail.
Ah, well, there is that. Okay.
There is that. So we should try one of these chocolate martinis, maybe not at, you know, first thing in the morning when we're doing this.
Why not?
I think we should do that. I think we should try. Hell yeah, we should try lube. So yeah, we're having a this weekend. Lots of people are out of town, but we're doing a foot fantasy and fondue event with the ducklings. I know you're not into feet, but maybe we need to get some cocktails with some drops of lube, and I'll take a picture and we'll show it to things. But anyway, I have some recipes. I'm going to post them on the Turned On podcast, as I think the recipes with the lube are the next new thing.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and blasttheradio.com.
Last but not least, on this week's show, there is no such thing as abnormal sexual behavior, Sue.
Yeah, University of Montreal, just down the road from us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those Quebecois, they did 1,000 people, and they asked them what came up. Do you know what, frotorism. It basically is the official Latin term for dry humping. Apparently, it was super big.
Frotorism?
Frotorism. F-R-O-T-T.
Okay.
Ism. And that they realized that half of the people polled enjoyed at least one type of behavior that used to be considered weird, almost considered abnormal. And so they're realizing if half of the people like something abnormal, then is there such a thing as abnormal sex? Meaning they wanted all kinds of crazy stuff. Does that mean, do I want you to, what kind of thing? Oh, I've been watching that Shogun, and I keep thinking I want to dress up like a geisha and do that. Is that considered abnormal sexual behavior? I don't think so, because there's no such thing as abnormal sexual behavior. But they really found that most people still beat themselves up for thinking that they're a little off. But the truth is, 1,000 Frenchmen in Montreal can't be wrong.
Thanks for tuning in and getting Turned On with Sue and John. New episodes every week. To get in touch, find us online at turnedonpodcast.com. Until next time, stay naughty.